According to a local pro-democracy group, the Wad Madani Resistance Committee, 169 people have been killed since the violence started in southeastern Jazeera State on October 20th. The attacks began after a commander for the Rapid Support Forces defected and joined the Sudanese army. Rights group report that in response, RSF forces entered villages and towns in the area where the commander was from and carried out targeted killings and abuse. Leticia Bada is the deputy director of Human Rights Watch Africa Division. Bada says the violations have added more problems for our population, reeling from more than 18 months of war.
Sudanese women's rights groups have been documenting cases of sexual violence against women and girls in these towns and villages. And we're talking here about over 30 towns and villages which have been attacked in recent weeks. And these attacks are ongoing. So it's led to massive displacement of the civilian population in an area where people had already fled to and from. So it's just adding to the layers of suffering.
The RSF has denied attacking communities in Jazeera State and accuses Sudanese forces of arming local communities. The RSF and Sudan's military have been at war since April of last year. Rival generals led the parties and are locked in a power struggle. Meantime, Human Rights Watch and other observers are calling for the deployment of peacekeepers to Jazeera and other parts of Sudan in hopes of protecting civilians. Again, Leticia Bada.
Getting a presence on the ground which could play a role to deter further attacks on civilians, to monitor humanitarian obstruction, for example, is absolutely critical. But they would also obviously play a role in bolstering efforts on the ground, local ceasefire efforts, efforts by the emergency response rooms to provide assistance. But right now, the problem is that what is happening at the local level cannot act alone.
Ahmed Hashi, a Horn of Africa political and security commentator, says troops are needed and strong action needs to be taken against the leaders of the warring groups.
There is a need to send at least 5,000 United Nations soldiers. There is a need to take the criminal generals to the International Criminal Court and issue a warrant for their arrest. It is important for the United Nations to put its foot down on conflicts because they are going to metastasize into a massive humanitarian catastrophe.
In a report issued last month, the Office of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it was shocked by the human rights violations often witnessed in Sudan's Western Darfur region being repeated in Al Jazeera area. The United Nations Security Council is slated to discuss the report on Sudan later this month. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.